on behalf of the EFDD Group, Mr. Farage.
Very surprised. We're here in what I've been told repeatedly is the home of European democracy, and so surely we could have taken the opportunity this morning to celebrate the Dutch referendum last week, in which the people said no to EU enlargement, no to the deal with the Ukraine, and no doubt had it been Turkey, an even bigger number of people would have said no to Turkish accession. So it was a victory for democracy, but in particular, it was a victory for a little organisation called Geenpile, a group of young bloggers who managed to get together 427,000 signatures. So it was a victory as well for direct democracy, and this in the week when we remember that Gianroberto Casaleggio, the genius behind the five-star movement in Italy, has died. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the new politics. And yet, we were told by Mr. Juncker that if the Dutch voted no, it would be a disaster. But he hasn't mentioned it today at all. And indeed, your predecessor, Mr. Van Rompuy, my old mate, says we should just ignore the Dutch and carry on blithely. So what we're seeing is the big battalions of vested self-interest doing their best to completely ignore the will of the Dutch people. Well, I think things are changing. I don't believe these institutions can survive 21st century technology. I think the will of the people is changing politics in a way that makes all of you in this room deeply fearful, and so you should be. And as we in the United Kingdom enter the final countdown of our referendum, all eyes are on this Turkish deal. And I think what we see is we see the bosses of the EU bowing and scraping before Mr. Erdogan, who gleefully walks all over you, tramples over human rights at every level, and for Mr. Juncker to tell us this morning that we're making progress. Let's just examine that. 1.8 million people have come to the EU in the last 18 months, and we've sent back 300. Doesn't sound, sir, like it's going very well to me. The one group that will be pleased, though, are ISIS. They have now managed to put 5,000 of their operatives into the European continent, according to the boss of Europol, something that should send a shiver down our collective spines. I have to say that, in the end, I think is what the British referendum will turn on. I think we will vote for Brexit, and the reason is we'll vote to put our own safety first. It is going to be, as it was in the Netherlands last week, a battle of people versus the politicians. You may have the big money and the big businesses and Goldman Sachs, but we've got our armies of bloggers. And in the end, the people's will is going to prevail. This place won't survive.